This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The assembly elections in Mizoram, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Telangana will be held between the 7th and 30th of November. The counting for all five states will take place on 3rd December. The Election Commission announced the poll schedule for these five states today. In Mizoram, the polling will be held on the 7th of next month and the notification will be issued on the 13th of this month. Chhattisgarh will go to poll in two phases on 7th and 17th of November and notification will be issued on the 13th of this month for the first phase and on the 21st of this month for the second phase. In Madhya Pradesh, the voting will take place on 17th November and notification will be issued on 21st October, while Rajasthan will go to polls on 23rd November, for which notification will be issued on the 30th of October. The voting for the Telangana Assembly will be held on the 30th of November, while notification will be issued on 3rd November. Briefing media in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said polls in the five states hold a unique significance as they serve as the final assembly polls before the general elections to be held next year. The Election Commission has also announced by-election to one assembly constituency in Nagaland to be held on the 7th of November. The 43 Tapi Assembly constituency ST under Mon district fell vacant after the demise of sitting MLA No Kuang Nau on the 28th of August. The BJP today announced the names of candidates for poll ban Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh. The party issued another list of 57 candidates for the upcoming assembly polls in Madhya Pradesh. Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will contest from Budhni's seat, while State Minister Narottam Mishra will be the party's candidate from Dathia constituency. The party also released its first list of 41 candidates for the Rajasthan assembly polls. The list figures 7 MPs. Rajyavardhan Singh Rathaur is to contest from Jotwara and Diya Kumari from Vidyadhar Nagar. The party has declared another list of 64 candidates for the upcoming elections in Chhattisgarh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan held wide-ranging talks in New Delhi today. Both sides also held delegation-level talks. A wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation was on the agenda, including trade and investment and defence and maritime security. Addressing the joint media briefing with President of Tanzania following the talks, Mr. Modi said it is a historic day for India-Tanzania ties as the age-old friendship has been elevated to a strategic partnership. In Sikkim, the death toll from flash floods has reached 34, including 10 army personnel. According to Sikkim State Disaster Management Authority, 105 people are still missing. Troops of Tri Shakti Corps of Indian Army continue to search for the missing soldiers. Meanwhile, the National Crisis Management Committee, under chairmanship of Cabinet Secretary Rajiv Gauba, today reviewed the situation in Sikkim. During the meeting, the Chief Secretary of Sikkim informed that road connectivity has been established in most of the areas. He further informed that as a result of improvement in weather conditions, it has become possible to start evacuation and airlifting of stranded people. 80 people were evacuated this morning. In the ongoing conflict between Israel and the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas, the death toll has surpassed 1,100 with casualties on both sides. More than 1,23,000 people have been displaced in the Gaza Strip. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has ordered a complete siege of Gaza. Mr. Gallant said the new measures will cut electricity and include a ban on admitting food and fuel. Hungary has evacuated 110 individuals from Israel. Several countries, including France, the United Kingdom, Thailand and Nepal, have confirmed that their citizens were either killed or have been kidnapped. Professor Claudia Goldin has won the 2023 Nobel Economics Prize for her comprehensive research on women's contribution to the labour market. Making the announcement today, the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said the Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Sciences 2023, officially known as the Sveriges Riksbank Prize in Economic Sciences, has been awarded to American economist Claudia Goldin for advancing the understanding of women's labour market outcomes. In cricket, New Zealand have set a target of 323 for Netherlands in the league stage match of ICC Men's ODI World Cup in Hyderabad. And with that, we end this news bulletin.